You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is set at 7.5 now. The Giants plus 7.5 at 10-11, with the Redskins minus 7.5 at 10-11. And the Redskins, given that the Cowboys beat the Detroit Lions 42-21 last week, if they can beat their division rival here, the New York Giants, on Sunday, they will be headed to the playoffs. There's a small caveat, Gil, that if yes. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions play out a tie in the late game on Sunday, the Skins would not qualify for the playoffs. But, Gil, even the most pessimistic Redskins fan, they can't think that's a possibility.
Well, unless it goes to overtime, Dave, and then you're going to see a grown man throw a tantrum. that's the only scenario. If the Redskins win and then that game goes to overtime, all of a sudden the conspiracy theories will start flying through Redskin fans' heads, including my own. But yes, that is the only way the Redskins cannot make the playoffs if they beat the Giants, is if the Lions and Packers end up in a tie. We've had a couple ties in the NFL this season, so not an impossibility, but Redskins got to take care of business first. And, you know, the reason I don't do a guessing lines show week 17 of the NFL, I always close guessing lines after week 16 or prior to week 16, I should say, is that if you try to guess these lines in week 17, it's just a comical affair. And the notion that the Redskins are 7.5-point favorites here is kind of hilarious. And obviously it comes down to the fact that the Giants are locked into the number 5 playoff position. Whatever happens, they're going to be at whoever ends up as the number 4 team in the NFC playoffs. And so the sort of lazy conclusion is, well, the Giants have nothing to play for. They'll probably sit their players, and the Redskins have everything to play for, so they'll go full tilt. And you know what? That may or may not be the case. But, you know, the Giants head coach, Dave McAdoo, says, listen, I don't know any other way to play this besides playing my guys to the hilt. And when asked if his starters will play the entire game, he replied, yes, the game. Yes, the whole game. So he could be lying, Dave. I don't know. But he could be a man of his word in that regard. It wouldn't be that surprising to me. I guess the point is that the angle, the betting angle historically of going against the team that doesn't need it at all and backing the team blindly that needs it is a losing proposition that will send you to the broke house pretty damn quick. And so 7.5 is a lot. I can't pass it up. I will take the Giants plus 7.5 here. I still believe and hope the Redskins will win as a fan. But you're giving me 7.5 points. I'll happily take the Giants with that defense. That defense isn't just going to go to sleep.
That defense is strong. They've held their opposition to less than 20 points in 5 of its last 9 games, that defense. And I suppose the theory behind playing the starters there on offense, Gil, is that Eli Manning needs to find some form, and find some form quickly. He's having his worst season in his past 3 years, completing just 63% of his passes with 26 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. So it's unrealistic, I think, at this point to expect Eli Manning just to find form quickly going into the postseason.
Yeah, and if you go back to our show here, the NFL show with William Hill, and go back to our first comments on the Giants, and when I say our, I'll say mine, it's probably comical. And, you know, I was among many who was like, well, there's the thing with the Giants, that offense. We know that offense is going to score a lot of points. It's the defense that we really, you know, need to have some questions answered about. And nothing could have been further from the truth, right? It was the exact opposite of that this year. That was the conventional wisdom going into the season. And you're right, the Giants offense, with that three-headed wideout attack of Odell Beckham Jr. and Victor Cruz, Sterling Shepard, we were like, this is going to be amazing. Giants, oh, Eli Manning is just going to be a fantasy juggernaut, fantasy quarterback. Everybody in fantasy thought he was going to be great. And it hasn't turned out that way. So you're right, from a just get sharp for the playoff standpoint, I don't know if they've earned the right to sit down on offense. And, you know, look, their stats behind that. They rank 25th in the league in scoring, 19.4 points per game. And, Dave, they haven't scored 20 points in a game since week 12, and that was against the Browns when they scored 27. So, really, I mean, that's a full month of the season, a full quarter of the season in the books where they haven't gotten to 20 points. And that's with a great defense. That's awful. Meanwhile, the Redskins' offense, you know, just moseying along and getting it done with Kirk Cousins, 25.7 points per game this year. And Kirk Cousins, if he gets 370 yards, which is a lot of yards, obviously, but if he gets there, it would be the first 5,000-yard season in Redskins team history. Wouldn't that be something?
And if the Redskins win, Gil, it's the it will mark the first time they've made the playoffs in consecutive years since 1991-1992. So reasons to be optimistic.
Yeah. Reasons to be optimistic. Jordan Reed is the big question. Will they have him in the lineup? We don't know quite yet. They hope to have Jordan Reed there, standout tight end in the lineup. And with the Giants, their big player that they're worried about, cornerback Janoris Jenkins, who was out last week against the Eagles. So we saw a huge line move steam towards the Eagles last week, where the Giants were favorites, and by game time, they were underdogs. They still don't know about his status for this Saturday's game. But you make a point about the Redskins. For all Redskins fans, when you just said what you said, everybody's nodding their head. It wasn't since the great Joe Gibbs was their head coach, the Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs, when they won the Super Bowl after the 91 season and then got to the playoffs the following year. That was the last time that the Redskins got to the playoffs back-to-back. That just doesn't happen in Washington. So could be huge, but again, the Redskins have to win. Otherwise, that Packers-Lions game turns into just a positioning game because both teams will have been in the playoffs already before kickoff.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.